USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As U.S. senators read the latest FBI interview summaries concerning sexual assault allegations against the Supreme Court nominee, Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski says she's looking at it with an open mind.
Everyone has asked, what's it going to say? How am I going to react in truth and fairness? I have no idea.
The interviews concerning Brett Kavanaugh sent over to the Senate by the White House before dawn today. Senators are allowed to read the summaries, but are not supposed to discuss publicly what the summaries say. The White House says nothing was uncovered in the latest FBI interviews that should keep Kavanaugh from being confirmed. One police officer was killed, six others injured in a shooting yesterday while they were trying to serve a warrant at a home in Florence, South Carolina. The suspect is in custody. This is USA Radio News.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
A former Navy sailor is under arrest, accused of sending envelopes that were flagged as possibly dangerous to the Pentagon and the White House.
It was castor beans, which is what ricin is made from. One of the envelopes was mailed to Defense Secretary James Mattis, the other to Admiral John Richardson. But the envelopes never made it to the Pentagon. They were flagged at a sorting facility. A man identified as William Allen III was taken into custody in Logan, Utah. Reportedly, he put the return address on the letters, including one he sent to President Trump. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
29-year-old Track Palin, the son of former Alaska Governor and Republican VP hopeful Sarah Palin, headed for a year in jail after a judge in Anchorage kicks him out of a therapeutic court for veterans after his arrest on Friday night for allegedly assaulting an ex-girlfriend. Palin had been in the veterans court after assaulting his father late last year. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
First Lady Melania Trump continues her four-nation goodwill tour of Africa, now on her second stop in Malawi, where she's visited with children at a primary school, and she's meeting with Malawi's First Lady. Before leaving for Malawi, Mrs. Trump visited a so-called slave castle in Ghana, one of 40 such castles on West Africa's Gold Coast, where enslaved Africans were held before they were loaded onto ships for the voyage to the Western Hemisphere to be slaves. The First Lady describing her visit to the slave castle as very, very emotional. The National Retail Federation saying it's forecasting strong Christmas sales this season, and John Clemens has details.
The National Retail Federation expects sales this Christmas to increase by as much as 4.8% over 2017 figures. If correct, that would mean sales of $720.89 billion. Matthew Shade, the president and the CEO of the Federation, tells us, thanks to a healthy economy with strong consumer confidence, we believe that this Christmas season will continue to reflect the growth we've seen over the past year. I'm John Clemens.
Employment line's a little bit shorter. The Labor Department says 207,000 Americans filed first-time claims last week, 8,000 fewer than the previous week, and a bit below what analysts expected. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.